This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. And as we do on Monday, let's talk with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good evening, sir. Afternoon. Whatever.
Good afternoon, Bill.
Whatever the nomenclature is. Good. What's up? Anyway, so.
Let's go to Minneapolis. I love it. The city council who said, let's abolish the police force.
Yeah.
It's not all loves and hug and love and hugs out there. How many people were shot? 19 over the weekend? Oh, no, 90 in the last month in Minneapolis. And a bunch this weekend down in the entertainment district. They had pictures of a bunch of people just sitting on the curb after they'd been shot. Now, fortunately, they have yet to disband the police so that EMTs could arrive at the scene, unlike what we saw in Seattle. But we'll get there in a minute. And they're proposing deep cuts to the police in Minneapolis. And now, hopefully, some good reforms to no-knock raids. Hopefully, the serious work that needs to be done, revising training so that we can make sure cops don't kneel on people. That would be useful.
I think with no-knock raids, if you're going to try to have a sign-off on no-knock raids, you should have within that jurisdiction a unit that's all they do, instead of having, like the plainclothes guys doing it, and the vice guys doing it, and the organized crime guys doing it. Have one unit that does it, and then that way you can explain to them, listen, before you bring this to me, make sure that you got the right house, the right address, the right people. And if you fail to do so, I'm going to find you in contempt. And I'm going to open it. I'm going to open up the qualified immunity, and I'm going to let them sue you and the department. I get where there may be exigent circumstances sometimes. But they don't need to do a no-knock raid on somebody for a red flag order, do they?
No, because it's not an immediate threat. The police, I asked some of my friends who are cops, and I said, aren't most of these no-knock raids used in drug cases? He goes, yeah, we want to grab evidence. But truth be told, most of the time, we don't need the evidence on premises. That's almost incidental, the evidence we've already collected.
Yeah, they've got a warrant.
You brought up the other case. The guy goes, if we know they're armed and dangerous, then we'll do a no-knock. But I go, if you know they're armed and dangerous, why let them become ensconced in their house? Why not pick them up on the street? And
you know,
he goes, go ahead.
Well, I mean, ever since Waco with Koresh.
Right.
You know, Koresh went out for a run every morning for 2 miles.
Right.
They knew this about Koresh. They only had a warrant for Koresh. And they could have picked him up, and instead they decided to put on their ninja outfits and showboat, and they got their clocks cleaned. And it seems like we didn't ever learn from that. And now instead of that kind of thing happening, we have the kind of thing that's happened in Louisville. Or, name it. I looked the other day at some no-knock raid mess-ups. And when they go great, when they don't kill anybody, Mm-hmm. They still, they'll know they're searching the wrong house, and they'll keep searching the house to see if they can find anything to justify being there.
Right.
Which, to me, that's entrapment.
It's not. They're trying to dodge a major lawsuit. They've literally destroyed the wrong building.
Yeah.
You know, literally knocked holes in the walls, and the homeowner or the owner goes, "Hey, fix this," and they go, "Oh, not our problem."
So.
Yeah. Now, we do have to say something about Chicago, where 106 people were shot over the weekend. Remember Mayor Lori Lightfoot, who said...
That number has been since revised to 111.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Anyway, Lori Lightfoot, what did she have to say? You know, she got
the
best mayor.
Well, she's busy telling the cops to arrest churchgoers who are meeting without a permit.
Sure.
In the age of COVID.
Sure.
Good God, people, you got the incompetent politicians you elected. How long will you tolerate it? Sadly, tragically, 20 of those people and I were killed. That was back in May. I've seen numbers for this weekend of both 13 or 14, and I don't quite know how they could get it wrong, but there is some ambiguity as to how many were killed over Father's Day.
Right.
Over a dozen. It's a heartbreak. And then we go... We have to also talk about our nation's capital, where there was a doorbell video of 10 gang members going at a pitched battle in the street. And the sirens start, and they just stuff the guns in their cars and hug each other. Oh, not us. We're just sitting here afraid. Well, thank goodness there's some doorbell video to say, here you are holding the gun, partner.
And did any arrest get made in that one?
I didn't know. There were some, but what I don't know is, was there another video capturing the other guys doing the shooting as well? It takes two to tangle. These were just one set of images that made good news. And we saw crime explode in New York City after they disbanded their plainclothes anti-crime unit with 28 shootings and 38 victims. Since it was disbanded on Monday the 15th, are they handing us the next election, Phil?
Well,
we're incompetent and we've got to take guns away from honest people, and yet this is what they hand us?
Well, just remember, the left doesn't know how to govern. They know how to tax. They know how to subordinate. But the problem is that they don't. First of all, demoralizing the police doesn't make their job any easier as totalitarians. I don't know exactly. I don't know who taught them that part of it. I'm sure Marx, in one of his books, explained you actually have to have a little muscle to make this happen. I've never read any of his books, but I would just presume that, you know, if you're going to try to govern by force, which government is by force, right?
Right. Right.
And it's achieved at the end of a barrel of a gun.
That was Mao.
Yeah. And so all of these things that you take into consideration as a wannabe Marxist, how are they exactly going to do it? Do they think that... And then when all this has shown me is that they haven't got a prayer of forcefully ever taking anything from me. I'm sorry everything's happening in these cities, but I mean... right now, these cities, the ones that elected these people, have got the government they elected and the leadership style that they approved of it at some point. And it's going to be up to them to make change.
That's the heartbreak. The news media could retitle many of their articles, Big Blue Cities Get Exactly What They Voted For.
Yeah, yeah.
It's tragic.
Yeah, well, the easier way to do it is just to blame it all on Trump, because after all, he did it all. Coming up on the first break, you can catch Rob's stuff that he writes first at Slow Facts WordPress blog, then at ClashDaily.com, and then it ends up quite nicely hanging out at Amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Rob Morse. You know, I found something out the other day you might find interesting.
Talk to me.
Okay, so you and Rob and I have been to two classes together. We went to Tactical Response Fighting Pistol, and we went to the Red Dot Sight class from Steve Fisher. And one of the problems I've always had is that I've had these back issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought a lot of it had to do with just being overweight and being old and all this other stuff. And then John Adeen made this, I called him and asked him about this, and he made this guess at something called spinal stenosis.
Okay.
Well, spinal stenosis is pretty serious. Your spine compresses, it compresses outward with everything towards your back, compressing and separating internally. And the only way to truly get your spine decompressed is to have them open you up and pull out a couple of discs and then fuse your spine.
Wow.
Unless you have a chiropractor who actually knows how to do that, and if you can take the pain that is associated with it, you can have your spine decompressed temporarily. It's going to go back, and you're going to have to keep on going, but you inevitably put off the going under the knife. And Friday, I found that chiropractor.
Tell me about it.
It was a painful thing, and it was supposed to be a painful thing, but basically it was a 3-hour procedure.
Wow.
And, apparently what had happened, he put me on the table and he started doing measurements. My right leg was 3 inches shorter than my left leg.
So you rolled your hips that much to compensate?
My pelvis was tilted forward and to the right.
Wow.
And so the first thing he did was started loosening things up, and I had to sit. I was on a TENS unit for 40 minutes. And then he took me into a room where he put me on a... This would actually... I would actually use this to interrogate somebody if I had to sweat something out of him.
A slant board with straps, huh?
Well, it had straps and it had some other things, but the other thing it had was... it was... The lower half would detach from the upper half and move independent. So he had me... My upper body pinned to the upper half while he took my lower half and pulled and lowered and pushed and circled... And then he reversed it the other way around. And that went on for about 50 minutes.
Wow.
And then he started taking measurements and everything. And then he set me up various ways and put little wedges underneath me to raise certain parts. And then he started cracking my back. And I was...
And how did it work out?
Well, I'm walking without pain for the first time since 2013.
Oh, keep moving, man. We know that's better.
Yeah. So, anyway, I just thought you'd find that interesting. I've always, the trouble I've had, always in the class, first of all, every class Rob and I go to is always at least, the coolest temperature was 93.
Right.
And I take a medication that I can't deal with either heat or sunlight, and I had both. And then we thought that we had beat that by waiting till October to go to the class with Steve, and it was 103.
Right. So, we picked the garden spots, you and I.
Yeah, the garden spots. So maybe the next time we take a class, I'll be... Because part of the problem has always been the pain.
Right.
Which the pain makes me start breathing harder, which then brings on an asthma attack and some other things. So anyway, I just found that interesting.
Well, and it sounds like you have a major step forward in your health. That's the magic, right? You want to mind your diet and move to stay healthy. And, wow, you when one of those keys is missing, it's hard. Sounds like you found a way back.
Yeah, it's hard to work out when you can't move that much. So
exactly.
Movement is restored. I mean, I tried it out over the weekend. It was incredible. It was crazy.
Great.
Crazy. So, anyway, I just thought you'd find it interesting.
I am, because, you know, none of us are getting out of here alive. Old age was something we're all going to face, and there's a thousand tricks to do it successfully. We've only got about 2 minutes. We have to laugh at the guys running the autonomous zone in Seattle. There is a requirement that the Seattle Fire Department have, I'll call it security coverage before they enter a place. Hi, a bunch of people were shot right here. You come here. And they're going, no, I don't want to come right there. Well, don't you want to save people? Yes, but the people were just shot right there. I want to make sure it's safe. So they stage ambulances and fire trucks a block away. The police would go secure the area, create a place for them to park, come up. They do their thing. They get them out until crowds block the police. They go, aren't you going to come treat our guys? No, no. You go let the police create a safe space for us. We need our safe space, too. Well, in the meantime, a guy bled out and a bunch of bystanders threw another survivor into a car. The reporting was remarkably thin on who was shooting who and why inside the autonomous zone.
Right. Anyway.
Dangerous place.
It is. Without a doubt, it is.
And again, the better things are going to go, I think, for conservatives, and the worse they'll go for liberals who seem to advocate a real mess in society. I like society. I like living under rules.
Yeah, those come in handy. I like them myself. They come in quite handy. But anyway. Anyway, I just, you know, Chomp, I'm waiting to, Chomp, the fact that it has existed for longer than 2 days, if I lived, and I know some people live in Seattle. You know some people live in Seattle. And I would be thinking really seriously with the government, the former, I mean, these are the same people that tried to tax gun shops, and all the gun shops in Seattle city limits closed.
Right.
So, you know, not exactly, they're not exactly winning hearts and changing minds. Anyway, coming up on the next break, Rob podcast, he does a self-defense gun stories podcast, which is his podcast, which is a forensic look at an actual armed self-defense incident. You can find those that at iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and a few other places. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain.
Benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
When it comes to the police reform bills in the Democratic-led House and Republican-led Senate, they're seemingly miles apart in agreement on things. Republican Senator from Tennessee, Marsha Blackburn, tells Fox News some changes really do need to be made.
They also would like to see some standards in training. So you've got 50 different police academies with 50 different sets of training. Every state has one. So there should be some standardization.
The White House says President Trump is not directing a slowdown on coronavirus testing in the United States. White House spokesman Kayleigh McEnany saying the United States continues to test for the coronavirus.
We continue to test about 500,000 per day, about 500,000 people per day.
McEnany also saying that because of more testing, that means more positive cases. This is USA Radio News. Both Democrats and Republicans are ticked off at a former national security advisor and his new book that's set to release on Tuesday. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
John Bolton lacks credibility.
That's Trump campaign senior advisor Mercedes Schlapp on John Bolton.
John Bolton is disgruntled because of the fact that President Trump did not follow his direction.
Democrats are angry that Bolton makes accusations against the president in the book that he should have voiced at the impeachment hearings, but refused to do so.
John Bolton has demonstrated, and I think to the length and degree that he indicts Donald Trump, he also indicts himself for cowardice and for greed.
That's California Congressman Democrat Adam Schiff. He spoke on NBC's Meet the Press. Schlapp spoke on Fox News Sunday.
Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins says the Fulton County District Attorney should recuse himself from the Rayshard Brooks case. Congressman Collins making the comments over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out. FranklinArmory.com. We are speaking with Rob Morse, podcaster and writer. Where would you like to go now, sir?
I want to go to the article that my friend Jeff Cox wrote, an amazing article. He laments the U.S. Supreme Court in their inability to count to two, particularly of Judge Roberts. And he said, okay, this is actually an opportunity for conservatives, a giant opportunity. For example, you'd like an abortion. Absolutely, you have a right to. Just show us they have a demonstrated need. Oh, no, I understand that you're pregnant, but what's your need that sets you apart from the general population? A particular demonstrated need that you need an abortion or a driver's license or a marriage license. Because those are the terms used in New Jersey and Maryland laws to say you can't have a firearm, also in many counties in California. Are you a citizen or do you have conditional rights where you have to demonstrate your need, if it pleased the Crown, may I have my rights back? Oh, and to vote. Yes, of course you have the right to vote. We just need to do an instant background check every time you go to the polls. That's what you do to gun owners. There couldn't be a problem because there was nothing for the Supreme Court to see there only weeks ago. Jeff is brilliant. He's aggressive. You can't. You, you, on defense, you can refrain from losing, but you cannot win. And Jeff has a mind to go on the offense here. I like it.
I saw that, and I understand the logic behind that, but we're talking about the left. We're talking about the left here, and I'll tell you what I think about putting the eggs in the, because you know what he's talking about is all of these things that were found to be rights that were never right. enumerated or articulated in any way in any language on in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. I get that. The problem we face today is we have gotten comfortable with the idea that we can elect all of these trash legislators and trash governors and trash right. congresspeople, and they'll yeah. create trash, and then we'll be saved by our heroes in the Supreme Court. And what everybody found out this past week when everything was kicked back to the curb and, you know, and Roberts came out with these other things that he came out with, and he's starting all this stuff, is that, one, when you get out there and you get too invested in personalities or in entities, they're going to disappoint you.
Yeah.
They're going to disappoint you, and it's going to be bad. The other thing is,
are we doing that, or are we, by mocking the court, are we asking us to be more careful with our who we elect? I agree with you. We're discussing means to the same end.
Well,
do you
mean,
think this would help?
If you look at getting out there and putting most of these cases that were before them,
mm-hmm.
I'm almost certain none of them came from Alabama or you know,
right.
Wyoming or South Carolina, or
Arizona.
They came from a bunch of gun control states.
Right.
And this once again goes to the point that you get what you elect. Now, I think the Bill of Rights, everybody's born with it.
Right.
All the rights, everybody's born with all of the Bill of Rights. And self-defense is one of them. And I think everybody has learned that lesson now in the age of Antifa, because the same places where all of these Supreme Court cases come from that they kicked to the curb also is where you have the Chads and the you know, the defund the police movements and the rioting.
Right.
And so
right.
You see all this. You see these common denominators. It's this one place, and it's this one form of government. And, you know, I hope everybody's been paying attention to this. A lot of people have been coasting for a long time. This never would have happened, and I know this is going back, but like after World War II.
Right.
You know, after everybody came down off of, you know, the longest war and the greatest generation and everything, when they settled down, they built. And, I mean, everything wasn't great during that time, of course.
True.
Everything, we interred the Japanese Americans. The military was segregated. It wasn't perfect.
Right.
But, you know, the Republic has been, it's been an ongoing project. It's still baking as we speak today. Right now it's in the middle of a, you know, our pie crust is not really put together well, as we're finding out. But, you know, it just bugs me when we get out there and we're leaving it to nine people in robes. And we should never do that. So all of these states, you know, all of these states that have voted for these governments and everything else, if you want change, you've got to change the people.
That's right.
You can't change ideas without changing the people.
Right. And I that is what my argument has been, Bill. And I voted with my feet. I left California,
even though
I was in a relatively red part of it in San Diego County. My rights were still restricted. I moved to a free state. What I say to people there, I go, you're raising your family there. Do you want your children to grow up in a culture of freedom or a culture of oppression?
I voted
with my feet.
There's a listener, and his name is Craig Stevenson. Shout out to you, Craig. Fine man. He lived in New York State. He moved here to the upstate of South Carolina. I've met him once. I want to go shoot with him first chance we get and everything. And the first thing he did was he had to take his AR-15 and have a few things modified to where he could drop the magazine back out of it again. He had to...
Right.
So, I mean, but he did the same thing. It took him a minute. It took him a minute. And I think that all these places, you know, I speak to people that live in New Jersey or California or New York State, and they're like, this is my home and I want to fight. Okay. Well, then you've got to do all the fighting because you cannot rely on the Supreme Court.
Exactly.
That has been proven to you. You cannot sit back and say, oh, well, the Supreme Court is like, it was never meant to be that way. It was never meant to be where the Supreme Court is the superhero. They're not Batman. They are not Batman. So, you know, I get, when all of that stuff came out and everything, I saw all these people saying, Supreme Court sides with this, and Supreme Court kicks gun, Second Amendment means that. Well, you know, I don't know if the Supreme Court is supposed to correct all of the garbage. I just don't know.
Right.
I don't know. Anyway, that's
and,
my
and
rant.
They can't
that's
fix what, it as fast as the politicians can create it.
Yeah. That's my rant, and I'm sticking to it. That's my rant, and I am sticking to it. Anyway, coming up on the next break, I need to tell you, with Rob's podcast, he also does the Polite Society podcast, which they do the same thing I do. They put them out on all of the RSS feeds. So if you can think anywhere that puts out a podcast, like the Google Play Store or the Zune Store, there's still a Zune Store out there. Their podcasts are probably on it. In addition to iTunes and iHeartRadio and Stitcher Radio and TuneIn and all these other places. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We all need to do our part.
And show that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. But not just any mask. Cheap doesn't mean protection. Sunny-Bay.com has the best value of high-quality N95 or disposable face masks anywhere. Get disposable Level 1 face masks now, a 20-pack starting at only $12. Or a 10-pack of N95 respirator masks is only $34. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection at Sunny-Bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at Sunny-Bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
Bill Frady here. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility, located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We've been speaking with Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. I leave it to you, sir. Where are we going?
We're heading all over. This just in, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio said he would permanently close churches who had illegal assemblies under his COVID lockdowns. You know, the Chinese called this year the year of the rat. I think 2020 has been the year of the manipulated citizen.
Yeah.
Politicians and the legacy media, they've been spinning the news and lying to us. We were sold the Wuhan flu epidemic, and then with a brief interlude for murder hornets, they said that it was a problem of systematic racism in Democrat-controlled cities that gave cause to spontaneous riots, where well-connected Democrat lawyers just happened to be positioned handing out gasoline bombs and half bricks. That's a lot to swallow, Bill.
It is.
And here I am with my hand on a Bible saying that it's the whole flu and nothing but the flu, so help me God. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. And then we look at details. We find that half of the people who died of the flu in the United States, not just half of the elderly, but half of everybody, was in the New York metropolitan area, New York, New Northern Jersey, up in there. And we haven't seen such bad socialized medicine since, now this is rumored, that early settlers handed out blankets from people who had smallpox and gave those to Native Americans. It's that bad. We took people who had been critically ill in the hospital and moved them into the convalescent homes that were housing elderly people who were chronically ill. And we killed a lot of them. And the media spun a story that it was the flu. Wow. Hmm. If you told me that I was being manipulated that badly, I'd say, no, that belongs on conspiracy theory radio at 2 in the morning. And now I'm not so sure. Now I think that could be true. Because then we go to New York today, where we need contact tracers to stop the pandemic. And those contact tracers are explicitly told never to ask if the person was at a public demonstration. That's right out of China, Bill.
Well, see, what they're doing is they're wanting to say it's because places have opened up.
Okay.
They want to say it's because places have opened up. Now, I don't know how we managed to go into grocery stores where there'd be 800 people because that was all there was. That was the only place we could go. And we didn't catch the bat flu stew. I don't know how that happened. I don't know why we could, you know, the other places that might have been open. What, Lowe's? I mean,
right.
Was Lowe's open? And Lowe's was like the date night place here. I mean, they needed to put in a parking garage where I live.
Exactly.
They got out there, and, of course, they have become other things as well. But nobody got sick going to Lowe's. Nobody got sick going to the grocery store. And yet, they don't want to say it's because of the protests. And what they want, like here in my area, they did this article where it's the reason in South Carolina became a hot spot. And Greenville, where I live, the city that I live closest to, had 80 new cases. I don't know if you can imagine that, 80 new cases.
I'm shaking, Bill. It's so frightening.
And they're making out like if we would just wear a mask and and be 6 feet apart, which even that has no basis behind scientific fact. Nobody came out there and did a measurement and said, well, if you get 6 feet apart, we've noticed that the speed of the cough goes from 1,000 miles per hour when it comes out of your mouth to nothing at 5.5 feet. They didn't even do that. I mean, in certain European countries, it's 3 feet, 4.5 feet. So,
We have to get this disease until we burn it out.
It's going to be here. It's going to be a seasonal disease. It's here, and it's
right.
Going to stay. And it's there's no way to get around it. And until they figure that part out, I don't know what they're going to do. But
originally, we were told we had to reach herd immunity, and all we needed to do was flatten the curve so that our hospitals were not overwhelmed with critical care cases. We've done that. And the rest of this, as you just pointed out, your own media in near Greenville is spinning fear to sell soap.
Yep. I don't know if it was to sell soap, but it sounds very plausible to me.
All right. Sell used cars. Fine.
Yeah.
And then we were told that there was systematic racism in Democrat cities, and the protesters then killed more black shop owners than the police have killed all year. But the media triumphs this as an expression of civil rights. And I'm saying, if Black Lives Matter, what about the shop owners? The horrific scene of a black family being beaten as they plead for the looters not to burn the store because this family lives above the store. And somehow I'm supposed to think that burning that store was social justice. It's just terrible spin. We're being manipulated. Thank God for GCN. I'm glad you're on. And thank you for the ninjas who clean out their ears, take a clear-headed look at the world around them. Look, I'm not Alex Jones. I just know what I read in the papers, and it doesn't add up to me. If somebody can make all this make better sense than I can, please call into Bill and straighten this all out. Wow. But we need... Anyway, again, I love the people you have on, Bill. I was just grateful this weekend when I wrote this article.
Well, leftism on... This is leftism on parade, and this is what they want. And the other thing they want is right now they're trying to jack back up the COVID thing again. Because for a lot of people, they have really sold the COVID thing. The COVID thing has been my mother, who is elderly and she lives off of oxygen. She has to carry it around everywhere she goes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And, you know, she is convinced that if she doesn't wear a mask and be 6 feet apart and, you know, wear gloves and all this other stuff, that she will catch COVID-19 and it will kill her. And when I tried to explain to her, Mom, when you go outside, you're in a, you know, the air is moving. COVID-19 is no longer contagious because there's no big COVID-19 cloud floating around.
Right.
She's having none of it. She is having no none of it. So, I wish I could change her fear. I cannot. But this, the whole reason they want to gin up the COVID-19 fear again is they're looking at stimulus 4. And this is where all of these places where we're having all these demonstrations of Black Lives Matter and Antifa, they all haven't balanced their books, and they're looking like California is like $59 billion in the hole.
Yeah.
And they want a bailout. Michigan wants a bailout. Maine wants a bailout.
It's dialing for dollars.
Yes, That's exactly what it is. So that's why we've got this coming back up. And in the meantime, while we're worried about COVID-19, of course, that's the new shiny object, and we don't have to worry about the chop. The chop doesn't matter anymore. So, anyway.
Mitch McConnell said, I think we should open a new title in the bankruptcy code for states to declare bankruptcy.
Yeah.
And then all the state unions grabbed their chest and said, oh, God, anything but that.
Anything but that. So,
it's been great. Talk to you in a week.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. And for those of you that are looking for Rob, well, first of all, you can find him at Slow Facts WordPress blog. That's where everything he writes starts. It goes out to other places, but that is ground zero. Or you can catch it at ClashDaily.com. You can catch it at Amaland.com. The Polite Society podcast, which is the ensemble podcast he does with the crew, and Self-Defense Gun Stories, which is his podcast that he does with a armed self-defense instructor, and they forensically look at a actual armed self-defense incident and break it down and give you an idea of what was done right and what was done wrong, and so you don't have to think about it. Find those at iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and all those other places. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
I'll listen for Dan. Bye-bye.
Hour number 2 is inbound. It will be the weekly recap with Dan Zimmerman from thetruthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.